Welcome to Carnivores Don't Get Sunburn, hosted by Carrie Mann. Dive into the extraordinary journey of rediscovering optimal health through the carnivore diet. Here, we share powerful transformations from reversing chronic illnesses to achieving peak human potential. Each episode, we'll explore the real stories of those who've turned their lives around, embracing a diet that's as natural as the sun. Stay tuned as we uncover the science, the success stories, and the secrets to thriving on this ancestral diet. Plus, don't miss our exciting documentary highlights featuring a diverse range of carnivore champions. Ready to challenge the conventional? Let's get started.
The number one mistake that causes carnivores to fail. What is it? We're going to talk about that in today's video with the amazing Dr. Sam High. This is two parts of a series I did with Dr. High. Be sure to subscribe to my channel so you don't miss any of those videos. And make sure you subscribe to Dr. High's channel as well. It's incredible. Link in the description below. Now let's jump right into today's video. Dr. High, in your experience, what's the number one mistake that causes new carnivores to fail? And how can they avoid that mistake?
Yeah, the number one reason people fail on carnivore is that they don't have a plan. So you see, when you come from a standard diet and you start carnivore, you watch a couple of YouTube videos and you think, oh, it's simple. I'll just eat some eggs. I'll just eat some beef, some chicken. And then they start carnivore. And that's great. But the thing is, there's a lot of issues that can come up. You might get some detox symptoms. You're gonna experience some social pressure. People at work are gonna start talking about you. All these different things are gonna make it difficult for you. And then by week two, your willpower and your drive to do carnivore fades. And a lot of people just say, you know, carnivore didn't work for me, I quit. And so that's the biggest mistake they make when they start carnivore is that they don't have a plan. And so you can watch all the different YouTube videos and get all the information about carnivore, but you have to have a plan to come up with for what happens when you have some detox symptoms, when you get headaches, when you have some fatigue. Are you getting enough electrolytes? Are you eating enough fat? Are you doing carnivore right? So all these different questions, you want to prepare ahead of time, because if you don't prepare ahead of time, you're going to set yourself up for failure.
Awesome. I love it. That's one of the things that scares me the most on my channel, when people are like, this is great, I'm going to just start. It's like, no, you got to have a plan, do some research, or you're going to set yourself up for failure. If you had a loved one or someone that's considering carnivore, or maybe one of your patients that's kind of open to carnivore, how would you kind of approach that conversation with them? Because a lot of people are like, you're only eating meat. This is insane. This is crazy. Especially if you have never done keto before.
Yeah, that's a good question, Carrie. If someone, let's say a patient approached me about doing carnivore and they have no idea what carnivore is and they're just familiar with a standard diet, I would approach it in a manner that's going to invite them to start it. Obviously, I'm not going to say you can only eat meat.
Quick interruption. Beast Mode Soap sent me this soap, 100% beef tallow, free to try. This is certified grass-fed tallow, never vegan, made in the USA, natural essential oils. We got forest ash, paleo pine. We're in the pine forest. The forest ash is my favorite. I've been using it for a while now. They sent this to me for free, but I liked it so much I agreed to do a paid partnership with them, because I believe people need to know what they're putting on their body. And the soap that I had at home is full of chemicals, detergents. Seriously, after I use this soap, my skin feels so soft and so incredible. What you put on your skin ends up in your bloodstream. And I only want to put good things in my body and on my body. And this, there couldn't be much better. This is 100% beef tallow.
Learn more at beastmoatsoap.com.
I'm not going to say you can only eat meat, add salt, and drink water. I think you have to be a little more nuanced. You have to approach it from a lighter perspective. Maybe have them start with low carbs, and then maybe transition to keto and then carnivore. And there's nothing wrong with that, because having someone just jump off the deep end, it can be shocking for a lot of people. And a lot of people look at carnivore and think that's a very extreme diet. And in a sense, it is, because you're just eating meat. And that is extreme in most people's eyes. But what I see as extreme is people who are on 10 different medications, have 4 or 5 chronic diseases, continue eating a standard diet, and think they are healthy. No, that's extreme. And so, of course, I would try to convince that person to try something different, because what they've been doing for so many years just hasn't worked.
Great. Okay, and then the last question I have is, a lot of people consider carnivore a fad diet, a temporary regimen to lose some pounds, like Weight Watchers. What are your thoughts on carnivore just being a fad or just a temporary diet to lose some weight?
Yeah, my thoughts on carnivore being just a fad diet or a diet just to lose weight is that it's not just a weight loss diet. Yes, you're going to lose weight on carnivore, but carnivore is a healing diet. It's the ultimate elimination diet. Basically, you're not putting in poison in your body that you would if you were eating a standard diet. Will the weight come off? Yes. A lot of people on carnivore lose a lot of weight, and they lose it effortlessly because their body is fat adapted. They're burning fat. Fat is being burned, and it comes off easily. Now, if you just want to lose weight and think that carnivore is just all about losing weight, you're going to set yourself up for failure, because weight loss is not just a straight line down. You're not going to just lose weight 10 pounds every single week. That's not how it works. You might lose 10 pounds a week, but then you're just going to stall. It might be for a couple of weeks. It might be for a month. But your body's trying to heal. It's not trying to lose weight. But when your body feels safe, when it's healed, then it drops the weight. Think of it this way, Carrie. If I am highly stressed, but I'm trying to lose weight, and I'm eating carnivore, my body is dealing with high cortisol levels. It's going to prioritize dealing with that stress than it will losing weight, burning fat. Even though I might be carrying extra fat, my body is not thinking, okay, I better burn this fat so I can lose weight. Its priority right now is dealing with the cortisol, dealing with that stress. That's what your body's trying to do with carnivore. It's trying to heal. But the weight loss will come.
I love it. Good stuff. Yeah, you heal your body, and your body just goes to its natural weight. But it's so much bigger than just weight loss. It drives me nuts when people think that.
But yet, that's what most people want to do when they go on carnivore. It's like, right, I got to lose 10, 20, 30, 50 pounds, whatever it is.
Yeah, I'm just going to do this for a little bit, lose the 10 pounds, and then go back. But
yeah,
that's a cool thing with carnivore. I don't know of any other diet, regimen, lifestyle change where people find such healing, and they're like, I'm doing this forever now. And then their sister's doing it, and their spouse is doing it. And it kind of ripples out from there. The ripple effect's kind of crazy with carnivore. You don't see that with Weight Watchers or any other sort of fad diet, that's for sure.